Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Agriculture Today. It's a perpetual topic of interest in agriculture, the state of farm and ranch land values. Well, there'll be an update unveiled via a special webinar next week from Kansas State University on land values in Kansas. And joining us to tell us more about that event, how to take part, and some of the things it will cover is Michael Taylor, a farm management economist with K-State Research and Extension. She'll be the one orchestrating this webinar a week from today. And you do have some new figures to churn through in this webinar, you say, Michael?
Yes. So every year we get a data set from Topeka from the Property Valuation Department, and it's the list of all the land sales that are classified as agricultural land. And basically what I do is I go through and I subtract out, you know, the value of all improvements, so homesteads and houses and buildings and such. You get all that off of there. And then try to estimate a bare land value. And we put a lot of factors in there that we know affect land values, things like the composition of the parcel. Is it part pasture, part cropland? Are there any irrigated acres on it? That's important. We look at if there's a CRP contract on it. We look at rainfall, 20-year average rainfall for that section. And the other variable that's new this year that we got in there was a water holding capacity of the soils on the parcel, which turns out to be a really good representation of the quality of the soil, and sort of helps to control for the fact that, you know, you can get rain, but you have to have good soils in order to get the most value out of that rain. So we've got those kinds of variables in there. It's interesting. It sort of helps you to see, you know, what some of these intrinsic characteristics of a piece of ground are worth. What does it not cover? It does not cover when you're at an auction and the two neighbors are bidding it up to see who can, you know, beat out the other one. It doesn't account for that kind of thing. You know, it doesn't account necessarily for the recreational value or for oil and gas value. We do put in a variable to sort of control for population density in the area, trying to account a little bit for urban development or residential development, but that's a hard one. You know, it's hard to know in your area whether or not a piece of ground can be developed for something other than ag or not. But those are just some of the things to try to cover so that we're not talking about just a raw average land value that doesn't control for all of those things that we know are important to what people are willing to pay for ground.
This will be an informative webinar then, and that's the purpose of this session, to let folks know what the trends are as you've depicted them.
Right. I'm not going to give away too much, but right, I will say that it looks like land values have declined in 2016.
We knew the peak was in.
Yeah, the peak was 2015. And so we're down in 2016. We're going to talk about how far. We're going to talk about some of the things that appear to be driving that. We're going to talk about the number of parcels sold. That number is also down, and why that might be. I'll talk for about 30, 35 minutes, and then we'll open it up for question and answer for people so that they can get some of their questions answered to the best we can. And then the other thing that'll come out is a bulletin that day. We'll post that on Ag Manager, and that will have the county level values. During the webinar, I'll talk about state and the 9 crop reporting districts for the state. I'll talk about that, but if you want your county level numbers, those will be in the bulletin that we post on the same day.
And of course, as you look across the state, there will be differences region by region because of productivity variations there. But the trend is clearly to the downside for both pasture and cropland?
Yes. Yes. It's hard to sometimes distinguish. I mean, I can distinguish between cropland and pasture, but why one of them would go down at a slightly different rate than the other, that's a little tougher to get at, especially if you want me to break that down by your specific county. You know, there's limitations to this type of analysis. It isn't going to tell you what your piece of ground is worth. You can't replace appraisal work. You know, that's very specific to the parcel that you're looking at. This is more what they call mass appraisal, which just means that I'm looking at a typical piece of ground. And if you told me what its general characteristics were, I could get you in the ballpark for what I thought it would be worth. Mm-hmm. What does it mean going forward, right? This is backward looking. So this is an analysis of what happened in 2016. What does that mean going forward? Well, we're going to have to talk about what factors appear to affect land values and which direction we see those things going.
And so that would include the state of the agricultural economy, clearly, right, in Kansas.
Yeah, it's you know, what is it looking like for profitability? Another factor that's hard for us to measure but we know matters is the availability of credit, you know, for folks that are, if they're starting to get into trouble, what's their relationship like with their banker, and are they going to still be able to get financing that they need to keep going forward? That will affect whether or not they're having to sell off assets in order to service their debt. That's what we're kind of keeping an eye on, because if enough people have to sell off ground in order to service their debt, then we could see a big uptick in the amount of land for sale. Mm-hmm. And that could definitely push down values.
A number of implications here,
yeah,
for 2017.
Right.
But this is a baseline from which one can project, perhaps, what's going to happen this year and,
sure,
maybe beyond.
Sure. I mean, it gives people a sense of where we're at. You know, there's all kinds of reasons to buy and sell land. You know, maybe you inherited it and it's time to let it go because you don't want to manage it. Well, you know, whether or not you choose to do it right now or you choose to wait might be driven by completely different factors other than just where are land values. But I think it's important to have a sense of what's going on, because the land market is a reflection of the overall health of the farm economy. And that's where seeing it start to move in a negative direction in terms of growth is concerning, because it means that we've had this low profitability run long enough to start to affect capital values and show
equity.
Yes.
It's a critical element to the state of the economy for Kansas agriculture, to be certain. So what do you hope folks who take part in this webinar will take away from it, Michael?
I hope they take away more than just the number I give them. You know, I'm going to give them an estimate. I'm going to say this is where I think we're at. But I hope they take away an understanding of what's driving that, as well as some sense of where I think we're headed. Now, they don't have to agree with where I think we're headed. But I hope that it opens up a conversation, because whenever we look at things at a state level, you can, as an individual, say, well, that doesn't apply to me, or maybe it does. But I want that kind of thought process to start with people, to say, well, maybe this is going to affect me. And if it does, how and what can I do to sort of hedge against the possibility that I might lose some equity in my ground?
And that's the nature of trends. And that's what, yes, this is all about.
Yes.
So how can folks be part of this webinar again a week from today, Wednesday, April the 26th, right at noon? What are the mechanics involved here?
Well, I think we should first define a webinar,
right?
This is a new term. So this is basically a lecture, but we're going to do it via the internet. You're going to hear my voice and see the slides with all the charts and stuff, and we'll make those charts available on Ag Manager afterwards. In order to participate, you just have to have an internet connection. You go to agmanager.info, and there is a link to this webinar in the, I think it's on the right-hand side,
right,
of the main screen, right? And you click there, and then there's a spot to register. And you're going to want to register, because we have a limited number of lines, and we're already up to over 350 people registered.
Well, that's indicative of the high interest here. And if for some reason folks don't get in under the cap, if you will be an opportunity to watch a video, a replay of the entire webinar for those later on.
Right. Later that afternoon, we'll post a recording so that you can still hear my voice and see the slides. Mm-hmm. And you'll be able to listen to that as well as see what the question and answer part of it is. Yeah.
Michael, we'd be remiss if we didn't acknowledge that this program is cost-free, fully sponsored by an individual who is very supportive of agricultural economics at K-State.
That's right. When you register for this webinar, just keep in mind that we don't have to charge you for getting into it. The sponsorship for this webinar is coming from Rich Porter of Porter Cattle Company, and we just want to thank him for his sponsorship again this year of the Land Value Webinar.
So look into it as soon as possible, for space is filling up rapidly for this special webinar on 2016 Kansas Farm and Ranch Land Values, the full update from Agricultural Economics at K-State. And it ought to be a tremendous exchange, Michael.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be helpful to a lot of folks, and I always look forward to their questions.
Very well. Congratulations on putting all of this together. It takes a great deal of groundwork to pull the numbers into something to share with producers, with lenders, with all others interested in the land value situation in Kansas agriculture. We appreciate your time and good luck with this.
Thank you,
Michael. Michael Taylor with us, farm management economist, K-State Research and Extension. Once more, this will take place a week from today, Wednesday, the 26th of April. It'll start sharply at noon, this webinar on Kansas farm and ranch land values. And you can check into how to link to that by simply going to agmanager.info, agmanager.info. There is a tab toward the right-hand side of the page. If you have any additional questions once you visit agmanager.info about this event, you can contact Rich Llewellyn at K-State. He can fill you in directly. Email him at rvl@ksu.edu, rvl@ksu.edu. You're listening to Agriculture Today. We'll be back in a few moments with more on the K-State Radio Network.